Hello, and welcome to Educators to Educators. I'm Carrie Conover, and I'm thrilled to have you join me for the very first episode of E2E Podcast. This is a place for educators to share and learn. For our first episode today, I'm going to tell you who I am and why I've decided to start this podcast. And from there, I'm going to share out a few tips to get your year started off right. I want to start this podcast off by telling you a little bit more about myself. I've been in education for 17 years. Right after college, I immediately started working in the education department of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, where I ran programs which brought world-class musicians into schools all across the city of Chicago. And as I spent more and more time in those schools and classrooms, the teaching profession began to call my name. So I went back to school to become a teacher and spent a decade as a teacher in the Chicago Public Schools. During that time as a teacher, I was lucky enough to be given one of the first one-to-one iPad carts in the nation. This opportunity to be at the cutting edge of educational technology triggered a passion and hunger to spread innovation to classrooms across the nation. For the last 4 years, I've been traveling the country, visiting hundreds of classrooms from California to Florida to New York. I've given professional development to thousands of teachers and worked with over 150 school districts to help shape the vision for their school district's digital initiatives. I'm now an education consultant based out of Chicago, helping school districts and ed tech companies reach their potential. All right, enough about me. To the why I'm doing this podcast. After meeting hundreds of teachers, I've realized that we all need to connect to one another. Whether you teach in a large urban district, you teach in a rural area, you can connect to other educators and we can help each other, motivate each other to really be at our best. So whether you're a paraprofessional, a teacher, a social worker, a principal, or a superintendent, I think you can really get something out of this podcast. Now, you won't be hearing from me every week, thankfully. I'll be bringing in lots of special guests to talk about their own educational path and things that have worked really well for them. The format of this podcast will revolve around three ideas or lessons you can walk away from. So we're going to keep it between 10 and 15 minutes. It's great that you can plug in this podcast on your way to work or maybe in the morning when you're at your desk getting ready for the day and just listen to hear other educators and what they have to say. So when I was in the classroom, I read a book that changed my teaching forever. The book was called Smart Thinking, Three Essential Keys to Solve Problems, Innovate, and Get Things Done by Art Markman. My big takeaway from this book was that our brain remembers and grasps information in threes. I used this strategy in my classroom from that point forward. What were the big three takeaways my students needed to learn and know from the lesson or unit? So let's get started. Today, I'm going to share out three tips, three ideas to help you get your school year started off right, based on my 10 years in the classroom. So tip number one I'd like to share out with you today is take care of yourself. Teaching is grinding. You are on your feet all day long. I remember those first few weeks back in the classroom. I would basically crawl home with an aching body. My legs were so sore because of the physical drain it took on my body to be in that classroom interacting with those kiddos every day. So my first tip is when you're setting up that classroom and you start out this school year is stock your desk. Make your desk, make your classroom not only a great place for learning, but a place that feels like a second home to you, that you're happy to go to every day. It could be as simple as putting a little mood lighting on your desk, making sure you have happy sticky notes that cheer you up. I always created like a little teacher carry kit in my desk that had, you know, some extra chocolate if I needed it, some nice lotions, chapstick, band-aids, whatever I needed to really make myself to feel at home. I also really focused on getting a good night's sleep. I'll tell you right now, if I don't have the sleep I need, I'm cranky. and you need patience. You need that full night's sleep. So get that full night's sleep. Bring healthy food for you to eat during the day. Make sure you're staying hydrated. Because when you feel the best, when you feel that you have a great energy level in your patients, your students will pick up on that, and it will really help transform your classroom. My second tip is about classroom management, and I want to spend a little more time focusing on this today. I believe that the key to a successful classroom, not only in the classroom that I was in, but as I traveled the country and I would walk into classrooms, I've been in hundreds and hundreds of classrooms. Classroom management is at the key of success. It doesn't matter what else is happening in that classroom. If you don't have that management down, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to give an example of today of how I really started my school year off strong. I think the key is when you are giving directions to students. I fully believe we should not be, as educators, that sage on the stage. We should not be lecturing at our students. I tried to speak to the whole group as little as possible. But when I did speak, I wanted my students' attention. So I'm going to give you an example of how I might run something at the beginning of the year in my classroom. Boys and girls, we are going to be doing an incredible science lesson today. We are going to have so much fun. In preparation for that lesson, we need some important materials out. So how this is going to work is I'm going to tell you the directions two times. While I'm telling you those directions, I don't want you to move. I don't want you to get anything out. I want you to just be focused on listening. So I'm going to need for you today, for our science lesson, for you to get out your red folder, a pencil. I'm going to actually stop right there because I see some of you are already moving to get those materials out. And what that's signaling to me is that you are no longer listening. So I'm going to pause. I'm going to give everyone a chance to put those materials back and let's start over. Okay. So I'm going to give the directions twice. Don't move until I say the word go. Today for our science lesson, we're going to need our red folder, a pencil, and your science notes from yesterday. Great. I didn't see anyone move. I want you to really focus on those three things. You're going to need your red folders. You're going to need a pencil. And you're going to need, hold on, don't move yet. And you're going to need your science notes from yesterday. Please get those materials now. Go. Now, I might sound like I'm being a little controlling. In a way, yes, that is controlling, but there is a reason behind it. By setting up at the beginning of the year the expectation that when I am giving directions or I'm giving direct instructions, we are always listening. We are not distracted. And as the year goes on, I only need to give those directions once. And when I tell my students, the expectation is when Mrs. Conover is giving directions, we're listening. When I'm teaching, we're listening. Because it cuts down on the time that I actually need to be talking. Because I want my students engaged and doing the learning. But we all know you have to set it up correctly from the beginning. So my biggest point about classroom management is wait time. The worst thing you can do is give directions, have half the class listening, and move on. Because you're going to get into that learning and they're not going to have the materials they need. They're not going to be ready for that lesson. Wait for your students to every single one of them be on board before you move on. What I loved about this, when we were in a hurry, when things, let's say we had something interrupt our learning, we needed to shift quickly. When I spoke, my students listened and we were able to transition. Slow down now to go fast later. My third tip that I will give you at the beginning of the year is around data. I loved data in my classroom. I love data as I've crossed the country looking at data with superintendents, principals, and educators. And I really think data in the classroom is about the teacher's attitude. We are going to have to test our students. That is the world we live in. And your attitude as an educator, as a leader in your classroom, is going to set the tone for that testing. So as you embark in that beginning of the year test, I want you to set a really positive tone. Tell the boys and girls, listen, we're going to have to take tests this year. But I love these tests because they tell me so much about each and every one of you and how I can help you become a better student. And this data helps me become a better teacher. So we're going to take this test today, and I want you to do your very, very best. And you know what? You're going to have questions you don't know the answer to, and that is okay. You get to those tough questions. I want you to do your best work through it and give me the best answer you possibly can. And when it's done, it is done and we will move forward. And I'm telling you, I set this tone with my students because the more positive attitude we have, the more relaxed they were, and I got better data. And for you, spend that time every week looking at that data. Don't just look at it once. Look at it every week. Look at it every time you pull out those lesson plans and think about how that data is going to shape what you're doing in your classroom. To recap my three tips to really get your year off to a great start, first of all, take care of yourself. Make your classroom a place you want to be. Make sure you get that good rest so that you can be at your best every single day. Number two, slow down at the beginning. As far as classroom management goes, slow down now to go fast later. Gain that control in your classroom so that you can talk less and your students can engage even more in their learning. And number three, embrace data. It's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. And it really can be a tool to push you to be a better teacher and educator. It has been a true pleasure to spend this time with you today, and I'm really looking forward to connecting educators across this country in the weeks and months to come. Please join me next week as my mentor teacher, Kelly, the woman who persuaded me to be an educator, joins us to share out three ideas to help you become an even better educator than you already are. Until then, my friends, keep on teaching on.